It is The Brief, and I'm Neil Atkinson. I'm joined by John Gibbons and Andy Heaton. There is a quote from The Athletic. Let's get the business end of this out the way first and foremost. It says this, written by Mr. James Pearce: not losing anyone to the Olympics is a boost for new head coach Arne Slot. John Gibbons, I think that James Pearce there, you know, he's a respectable journalist, but I'd argue he's underplayed that. It's hard to put into words how fucking delighted I am no Liverpool players going to the Olympics. It's been wrecking me head this for a while. I couldn't even get into the ins and outs of it. Might be it says Bicetic was never even going to be conceived of as going to the Olympics. It's a fucking relief.
It is. It's great. It's a great boost, to use James' word, for in the short term and for the season. But I'm also ready to look far too much into it, if you'll allow me, Neil. And I think it's part of Salah's contract negotiations. And they're like, listen, we'll give you 3 years, but you need to fuck that off. And he's like, sad.
So Egypt full stop or the Olympics?
No, just the Olympics. You know, I think you have to be reasonable in these situations.
I have a secret theory that Salah would love to. Yeah, Egypt full stop. Yeah, like,
it looks graft.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks graft, to be honest with you. Like, he dragged them to a final once, and then they still say you're not as good as some bum 30 years ago.
This could be end up being the tone of the show, actually, now that we've got there.
It sort of clicked into my mind that there's another thing going on there with someone else who plays for the national team. But I always feel like there's a lot of pressure on him, you know, for sort of Egypt. But I'm deciding based on nothing. I've heard nothing, but wild speculation and looking far too much into things that I've decided this is part of Mo Salah's contract negotiation with Liverpool, that said, listen, we know they're going to play silly buggers with AFCON, and we know it's hard for you to get out of that, but this Olympics thing, mate, come on. And they're like, all right. And so it's going to be followed up swiftly by 3-year deal announcements.